Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I was looking at my notes and thought about the time. But I've understood by God's will that I'm always in His timing. Amen. Even if it's a few minutes late, it's not late to God. God knows when. Amen. He wants things to happen. He's a God that makes things happen the way He wants them to. So if you're focusing on Him, no mistake is a mistake, whereas you might think it is, because He has a way of making it right. I praise Him today. I told out Him, I should mock Him. Amen. Praise God. And I just wanted to, amen, give Him glory for what He's doing and what He's about to do. And y'all continue to pray for me because my eyes are really, really bad. And God can heal them and get them and set them back in order. So I all my life, I depend on Him for everything. But I want to thank Him this morning because we have those that are out there, amen, praise God, that hear the word and that seek His face most often, but they don't receive the blessings because they don't believe. They haven't set their focus on believing. To the point that it makes changes. You have to first believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9, and confess Him with your mouth. Amen. Praise God that He died and He's risen and He's sitting on the right hand side of Father God. He's not no more, praise God, per se in the earth, ma'am. As far as living and walking and doing in that essence, but He comes in as a spirit being now. And I appreciate that because when we are born again, we are righteous seeds. And so He works with righteous seeds that have been born again and that are of the spirit. So our belief has to, amen, literally kick in to know and to believe that He is a supernatural God working miracles out for us in the natural. And my thought is coming from John 4 and starting at the 39 verse, from that city, many of the Samaritans believed in Him because of the word of the woman who testified. And He told me all the things that I have done. So when the Samaritan came to Jesus, they were asking Him to stay with them. And He literally said, amen, praise God, and said so many words. You know, He had things to do, but He ended up staying with them 2 days. Many more believed of His word. Amen. You got to believe His word. I don't care if the word tell you to go and sit at the Jordan River, put your feet in. You got to believe God to its entirety concerning the word. Bible said that God's people perish because of lack of knowledge, and lack of knowledge is not knowing what's going on, how it's dealt with, and not knowing God to the entirety. So we have missed out on a lot of things because we didn't have the knowledge, nor did we want to believe. Well, God wants us to believe and believe in his son, Jesus, because he's the one extended his life unto death, unto life again. And before he left this earth, he did many, many signs and wonders. He did evangelistic work, and he didn't get weary. Amen. If you needed healing, he was there. If you needed deliverance, he was there. If you needed, amen, praise God, just a word from him of comfort, he gave us the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, that would guide and teach us to comfort us into all truth. So the Bible says, therefore, when Jesus had knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself was not baptizing, but his disciples were, amen. He left Judea and went away again into Galilee. Galilee was a great and very important part of Jesus' work in the earth realm. And the reasons were because he came to save the Israelites, those, the Jews, those that were lost and had strayed away. One of the tribes that had literally went left was Dan. So he was always going there to see if he could and would get them delivered from fate of death, because they had decided they would serve the golden calf. And the golden calf, amen, praise God, went far back as when Moses and them crossed over the Red Sea, and Moses had gone up to talk to God and made up the information on the Ten Commandments so that they could follow it. They needed the word. They needed the word every day, and that Ten Commandments was a reminder of what they shouldn't do, because they were delivered from pagan activities, from demonic works. They were delivered, and God wanted to keep them in remembrance of what they shouldn't do, because I'm going to say that for us all, we are different if we the seed righteous. Satan cannot overthrow you. He'll try to take you to your very last end, but God is always there. And so Jesus went through, amen, Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. Samaria was a little city, a little town. So came to the city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being weary from his journey, was sitting thus by the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Now, we as ministers, amen, and people of God, we can get tired. But Jesus knew that he had to complete the works that he had started, amen, even from, amen, the beginning of creation. And traveling made him tired and weary, but he never got what I say in this essence, weary of doing the will of the Father. He was always ready, available. And so he had went, amen, from his journey and was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me a drink, gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore, the Samaritan woman said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. God had made it plain, because of the various activities that had gone on and the simple way that it was presented, that the Jews and the Samaritans did not get along. And so Jesus had said in the King James Version, he said that I must need go to Samaria. That meant he had a need. They were of the seed of Joseph. Amen. Praise God. And they needed to be witnessed to. Amen. And so, amen, he gets up and he goes on. Amen. Praise God. He sits by the well. And he asks a woman for a drink, which is, back in those days, women would tend to the flock, most of them, and they would get the water and bring it to their various place of residence. And the men, amen, praise God, had their own assignment as well, but women did it a lot back then. And so she said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Because he told me, he said, amen, give me a drink. And you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Excuse me, I still have that sinus problem, but amen. That living water represented Jesus Christ. He is the living water. He is the one that sustains us, amen, praise God, and keep us until our time is up, or our assignment is up. And he gave her the answer in reference to the drinking of the water, because the water he wanted to give her was everlasting water, well springing up on the inside. Amen. And so she went on and asked him, and he didn't have nothing to pull up or to draw up the water, no bucket or nothing, and the well was deep. And he told us, say, you know, in so many words, as I paraphrase, he said, if I really wanted some water, I wouldn't have to ask you. And so he was letting her know that I came to you. I knew you were coming this way. And I came to you so that you can be a witness for him. Don't you know when Jesus come into your life, he make you brand new, and you're supposed to go out there and witness for him regardless to the situations. Maybe the well is deep. Maybe that the water doesn't flow, amen, praise God, like you would want it to flow as far as the world is concerned, because now we got bottled water. Years ago, we didn't have a bottled water to drink. We would drink the tap water, amen. We'd get a big old can or a bucket or jar, and our parents, when we traveled, that's what we would use, and we'd drink out of it, and my mom would cook the food, good old fried chicken, and oh my God, potato salad, and bread, and we buy some sardines and crackers, and good old cheese that was not like this old processed cheese that we get out the store, and we would travel and we would eat. And that was something fun about it, and we enjoyed our traveling. But my father, he was always wise of the traveling and the direction and how to deal with the various locations, and that was a little town called Madison, Texas. And anybody that passed through that town that was black, if the police wanted to stop them, they would stop them and put them in jail. And they would have to pay a big fine to get out of jail, or they would be confined there. So my daddy would maneuver around that and make sure he drive. Lily was driving the speed limit, and we would, you know, rejoice, and we'd have our little, my grandmother and them used to call it soda pop, our little sodas and stuff, and we made it to our destination. Jesus made it to his destination in order to win souls for the kingdom. He didn't want to leave nobody out. He didn't want to leave those that were chosen out. He wanted to tell them the truth. And so the woman, she believed his words. And so he went on and he said, then the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw." Now she's thinking, she said, "Well, this man got something that I don't have, and I don't have to go into this area anymore because I have water readily at hand." Amen. Praise God. Life can give you such a tiresome way, a worrisome way, problem way. And she had to go a distance to get the water, and then she had to carry it back. So she was looking for something to bring her comfort and ease. And she thought it was water from what Jesus had and was going to give her, but she found out and understood that that water was living water, the water of life, the water that sustains us, amen, throughout our eternal life, amen, praise God. And so he said to her, he said, "Now go, call your husband and come here, amen." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have correctly said, I have no husband, for I have had five husbands," or a man in so many words. She had five husbands, and the one who you now have is not yours. Women, stop shacking with these men. You can't get the living water shacking. Until you begin to cry to God, and then your whole lifestyle got to change. The men got to go. The flesh got to go. There's no good thing in the flesh. And he told her, he prophesied to him, said, "Woman, you done had five husbands, and then this last man that you got, he not even your husband. You're shacking with him." And so the woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Right then she understood that he had the word. Right then she understood that he was prophesied by something he knew that be factual. When a prophet stand up, a prophet don't think. A prophet speaks because they know the facts from the heart. A prophet will look into your heart and begin to tell you what thus said the Lord. And, oh, I praise him today because, hallelujah, some of us have been like that Samaritan woman. Amen. And if she didn't have five husbands, she might have been checking with one all of her life and had not found the Lord. But, oh, when you find him, you know that he is and always will be the best thing that ever happened in your life. He's that living water. A woman can't please you like Jesus. A man can't please you like Jesus. And so she perceived, amen, and then she went on to tell him, said, "Our fathers worship in this mountain, and your people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." And Jesus said unto the woman, "Believe me, An hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will ye worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. For the salvation is from the Jews, but an hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers. Jesus explained to her that it won't be in so much as the areas that you live in, but the true worshipers that are born again, spirit birth, amen, is worshiping out of their hearts, amen, praise God, anywhere, everywhere, giving God the glory because they know that they have been redeemed. And so Jesus went on and he began to tell her more of what spiritual walk is, in so many words, as I paraphrase it. And she believed in him. Only believed. All things are possible if you only believe. She believed him, and she went in to Samaria, and she began to witness to the people about a prophet. I know a man, a prophet that will tell me the truth. Don't lie to me. He won't deal with my past as far as keeping it before me, but he told me the truth to make me believe that he is who he say he is. And she witnessed to the people, and she began to, amen, tell them, come see a man. We need to see the man called Jesus. She left that water pot, and she came in and told them exactly who Jesus was. All you need is belief and faith in him, and he's going to work it out. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Saints believing. He's real. I've been before him. I've been before the Holy Spirit, and I've been before God. And the Bible said, at the time of Paul, them, no man had seen God at any time. No, I didn't see his face, but I seen his face. Also heard his voice. My sheep hear my voice, and another they won't follow.